Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Random. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And we are doing that. We haven't done a random in a month. And the funny thing is, we've been talking about doing this subject now for Lyle and I for almost 2 months now.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to actually be here in this space doing this right now. So before we get started on that, though, Lyle, I want to talk to you, everybody, about Buzz's Barbecue.
Definitely.
At buzzsbbq.com. Those guys rock great sauce. And what did you get? Black cherry
sauce?
It was
black cherry. He's given me a whole bunch of them. But
right.
The black cherry is really, really phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a taste of that.
Not going to happen.
You hogging bastard. Anyway, make sure you check out our other shows, which would include at this point in time Tour Bus Confidential with Kyle Conkiel. What, the eighth show just loaded up?
Just went out today, yep, number eight.
Is it number eight? Wow.
I think it's eight. It's either seven or
eight. Make sure you check that out. If you like metal or music, just good conversation, check that out.
Yeah, he's just got some really, really interesting people on. And it's not all metal. And a lot of times they talk about just pop culture and thing. It was the seventh episode. But he had Mark Gonzo Gonzalez on. And just really, really interesting conversations. Former metal guitarist, and they talk WWE, and they just go on and on. He's had people from Atreyu on, Travis Miguel from Atreyu, just a bunch of super interesting people. So definitely check it out. The very first show with Doc Coyle is one of the best conversations I've heard. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that even the first one, when Kyle had never done a podcast before,
yeah, it was good.
It turned out great. So. Definitely worth a listen. Also, check out the Fantasy Baseball guys. They're currently doing shows because, hey, guess what? It's baseball season, so check those guys out. It's their first season, but the content's still awesome.
It is, man. They really know their shit.
You will find out when you go.
Yep.
All right, so this is Random. Kevin, Lyle, and we've been talking about this topic for a while now. So basically, it all started with Lyle having a dream.
I had a dream.
Lyle had a dream.
A very strange and bizarre dream.
So relate that dream, and then we'll go from there.
So I had a dream that we somehow discovered time travel.
Hang on. Before this.
Yeah.
Lyle has all kinds of ideas that come to him in dreams.
I do.
Some of them don't suck, and this is one of them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Some of them are actually brilliant. I've come up with I've never actually done anything with them. Wow. You hit your cough button when you're clearing.
Oh, I thought I did.
No, you didn't. Oh, you know what? You might have, but I'm talking to you on a phone, so.
Oh, see, yeah, the people aren't going to hear it, but you did, so
right.
You're going
to. Anyway, I have often a very, very vivid, detailed dreams about stuff, and sometimes they're incredibly interesting. It could be a good movie or a TV show or something, or a cartoon. Right. And this one, Kevin and I somehow discovered time travel in his basement. Right,
way to do time travel.
Yeah, just fucking around, and of course, our initial reaction was just to go back in time and fuck with people, right?
So of course.
So we were doing photo bombs,
through history.
Yeah, during all these horrible events, super offensive, right? We're clearly in some battleground in World War One, and we're double thumbs up.
There we are, standing, Iwo Jima behind the flag.
Yeah, standing behind people, right. We're rocking rabbit ears on Hitler. But then we started to talk, what would we do? And clearly, there's some responsibility in that, as Stephen King's great story that just was a movie series or a television series on Hulu, 11/22/63, you start to think, well, maybe I could help humanity. Maybe there's something I can do for humanity. I don't know if we are the best people to hold that responsibility.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we're not.
Right. But we started to talk along those lines. But then we started saying stuff I don't know that I want to save JFK or, I don't know, stop some event. But
we'll have to get to that in a little bit.
Right. No, we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff. But our initial reaction was just to stop people from dying that we thought were interesting.
Yeah.
So we I think Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon were two that we prevented. And then I woke up and I texted Kevin immediately and was like, yo, this was really cool. Like, and we started to talk about, like, what would we do? So that's kind of the basis, the premise for this entire conversation is Lyle and Kevin, time cops. And I think I have an end game for the end that's kind of serious, but there's a lot of really interesting stuff when you start to talk about time. So,
you know, what's really funny is I think because we're on the phone, I think my throat clears can actually be heard. So apologies for that. I'm going through a little cold here.
I don't think it's going to be heard on your mic. I can hear it in my ears. So okay. I don't think it'll be picked up on my mic, but we'll see.
We'll give it a try. Yeah. If it is coming through, folks, my apologies.
Right.
Okay, so looking at if you could go back and change things, there's you know, like Lyle was talking about before, there's a morality issue, there's an ethical issue, and you know, you may think like the TV show about JFK, can you go back and stop JFK? You know, can you stop Lee Harvey Oswald? Well, you assuming that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, it may be difficult to do that because, you know, you don't really want to, you know, change history too soon, because if Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't acting alone, then the act still happens, just somebody else doing it. So, and you can say, well, you know, I would go back and I would kill Hitler. Well, when would you kill Hitler?
Right.
You know, would you kill Hitler after he had already become chancellor? Would you kill Hitler as a baby? And then you get into the Minority Report issues of he hasn't done anything yet, so how can you kill him before he does something?
It's funny you bring that up, because I'm going to bring that up later. But I'm going to bring up Minority Report later, because I had another idea based on this whole thing. But so what I think is real messed up is I get super paranoid when you start talking about modifying time, modifying history, right? Because inadvertently you could cause all kinds of damage. Not to mention, there might be a lot of people that don't get born, right, because of you. So you're in effect not killing people, you're erasing people. And you're starting to play God a little bit. But if we ignore, it's tough to ignore, but if you ignore those types of ramifications and you just look at it on the surface, like, killing Hitler is clearly the right thing to do. And when, I don't care. Like, before he rose to power, kill him, you know? I mean, it's just clear. But I think what's really funny is that, in a way, we're being timists, okay? And that's my new social constructed term to describe people that only care about their time, right? Because there's a lot of shit we could do. There was a lot of suffering, like, 5,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, right? Like, there's shit we could do back right. then. You know what I mean? We could pull up in a Pinto and they would think we were a god. So
yeah,
there's clearly stuff we could do for that society, those societies back then, but we're like, ah, fuck them. You know, they didn't have TV, so to hell with them. Like, we're really basing our decisions only on the 20th century, sort of, right?
Right.
But I think there are things that we could do, you know, way before that. And we'll get to those.
But before we move on,
I'm not going to
want to touch on what you said, that, you know, it's clear that you kill Hitler. I don't know, though. See, the thing is, you know, Hitler was the guy that was propped up front as the face of all of that happened there, but he wasn't all of it. So no. even if Hitler's not there, it's more than possible that all that happens anyway.
It is. It's more than possible that something like that will happen. I don't disagree.
Right. It may not be exactly the same, but, you know, there still may be the Holocaust. And, you know, as opposed to killing Hitler, you just, you know, maybe the best thing to do is just to make sure that he actually gets into art school. Because if he did, he probably wouldn't have gone into politics. You know, there's other ways you can tweak things. But then, you know, you also start talking about all of his cabinet, if you will, you know, Haldeman and Eichmann and all those guys who, you know, were also right there with him and were on the same page with him. So if it's not Hitler, it could be and probably would have been one of those other guys. So how many dudes do you have to kill to make sure the Holocaust doesn't happen? And at what point do you cause your own Holocaust by doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you would have to go that far. There weren't that many Nazis. Nazism spread because it was forced. And you know,
a lot of people were on board with that shit, dude. A lot of people.
Well, the youth was brought up with it, so they thought it was the correct. I mean, you can't blame the people that were in the Hitler Youth. There were kids who were told that, you know, this is the way things were, and so that's how they grew up. So you can't really blame them. There were a lot of people on board, but as a whole, I have a really hard time believing that all of Germany was super into Hitler and Nazism, right? It's kind of like North Korea right now, right? So you have this hermit kingdom is what they call it. This country that is occupied by pretty much a slave force that's completely brainwashed. But I don't buy that. Like, I think that a lot of those people, if given a safe space, would be like, this is fucking awful. Right. But they can't because they'll get killed. And I think that probably had a strong effect, or there was a similar effect in Germany at the time.
Well, you look at the videos and the images of the, you know, the parades and like that. There is just people as far as you can see.
Yeah, it's the same way in North Korea, though. It's the same way in North Korea. And these people don't have great lives. And the thing is, Germany pre-war, it was particularly pre-World War One, but, you know, just before World War Two, it had bounced back. Like, it was on its way. Yeah.
It was on its way.
And, you know, Hitler came along and started to ignore the Versailles Treaty, and then... you know, that's what really boosted their economy. However, right. I think you have an excellent point that I don't know that you stop World War II. Now we could rewind that and stop the Black Hand or whatever. You know, Gabriel Princip, who I've told you his story before, the guy who killed Franz Ferdinand, right. who basically sparked World War One. And I think it would be really interesting to see if Franz Ferdinand doesn't get assassinated, if World War One even happens. Now, if World War One doesn't happen, World War Two doesn't happen. So
right.
Stopping that one event might eliminate the need to kill anyone, you know?
Well, see, here's where you and I would have to, I mean, we would probably... in a major way disagree about how to handle that if in my basement there was a time portal, okay? Because I think that major things like, you know, trying to stop World War II by killing Hitler or trying to stop JFK's assassination by eliminating Oswald, I don't really think that you can... I think it would be too dangerous to change those things.
Here's the thing that's cool, though. We got a time machine. So we could go unchange them, too.
Well, maybe, because who knows, dude? If World War II never happens, maybe my father doesn't go into the Air Force in 1958.
And you don't become born.
Yeah. And then I'm not living in... Or maybe I am born, but my life takes a different path because of reasons, and I'm not living in this house, and some other set of assholes are off doing time travel.
So there was a really interesting movie. It wasn't terribly good. It was a romantic comedy. It came out a few years ago. I think it was called something Just Time or I can't remember. I'll have to effort in a minute. But it was basically this father who passed on genetically to his son the ability to travel through time. And and this dude meets a girl and he keeps going back in time like Groundhog Day to try to impress her and have the perfect date with her and then end up with her forever because he loves her.
And you watched this movie?
I did. I actually snuck in. I was with Dakota. We were watching one of the X-Men movie, and we walked out, and this movie was playing right next door, and it just started, and we were like, fuck it. Let's go watch it. Totally stole the movie. So we went in and watched it, and there were some really – I love time travel movies, so I could pretty much watch anyone, okay. Even if it's a really bad rom-com. But it was really interesting because – they had a rule that the father didn't tell the son about yet. And the rule was, you know, the guy had ended up having a daughter with this girl and then had another daughter with her or something like that. And then he goes back and his dad dies. He goes back in time to talk to his dad. And his dad's like, you can't do this, you know? And he goes back and he does some stuff. And, you know, he tries to save, like, his sister from getting into a car crash. Anyway, the point is he comes back after preventing that car crash and he doesn't have two daughters anymore. He has a daughter and a son. And he's like, whoa, what the fuck? And so he goes back and talks to his dad. And his dad's like, yeah, man, once you have a kid, you can never go back before that point. You can never do it because you will fuck some shit up. So
right, and things will change.
Right. Having a child, and because the son was like, why would you even die? Like, just keep going back and changing stuff so that you're healthy and you're healthy forever. And he's like, I can't. You know, because I have to care about my family and stuff. So, like, time travel has really serious implications, you know. So, and I think that would be a real limiting factor. Because, I mean, as many things as I would want to change about my life, if they didn't lead me down the path that I was on and I didn't have the children that I have now, man, it would really fuck me up.
Well, see, you know? I wouldn't change. You know, I'm satisfied enough in my life, even though I'm friends with you, to not change a single thing about anything that happened to me. Yeah, and that was a dig at you.
Yeah.
I would not go back and change anything. You know, maybe I would write myself a note that said, hey, you know that extra bowl of Captain Crunch you're going to eat for a snack at night? Don't start that.
Right.
You know, work out a little harder.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, but let's say you do that. But that could have serious implications.
Everything.
It could.
Yeah, it does. So I would argue strenuously against changing major world shit. Like, you know, does the Holocaust, does Stalin killing 20 million of his own people suck? It does.
Okay, but we're disconnected from those events, okay?
From which events?
From those events. You and I are. We weren't alive when it happened. We weren't physically impacted. We weren't emotionally impacted.
Right, but we live
impacted.
In the world.
No, no, no.
We live in the world
totally,
that is a result of those things.
I totally get to that, get you there, but we don't have an emotional attachment to those events like other people do. Now, let me throw one at you that you probably do have. 9/11. Like, ethically speaking, if you can stop 9/11, how do you not? How do you not? Make an argument. Even if it ends up erasing your life.
Well, that's difficult because
Because you're emotionally connected to it.
No, I'm saying I don't know how I, as a guy, could actually stop 9/11.
Oh, it would be super easy.
Unless I got on the plane.
As much as... No. I mean, we would have to stop 4 planes. But as much as we know about the event now, we could easily orchestrate their arrest. Right? We definitely could. You know, because we know so much about their movements and where they were and all the stuff.
All you do is make a phone call. Right.
Well, I don't know that the phone call would work, but, I mean, we could certainly...
Well, it depends on what you say in the phone call. I saw these 5 guys carrying a 12-year-old girl into the house. Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, right. We could do something. Right.
That would put those guys on the radar, and you know, I'm sure when they walked in, they would find all kinds of manifestos or whatever. So you know, that would be possible. But like you said, I had a kid after that, so
me too.
I'm not sure that I could.
Me too. Right. I had all of my children after that.
Right.
So, but at the same time, I think ethically speaking, even if it erased my life, I would have to stop it from happening.
What if it erased your kids' lives?
Even then.
Really?
Well, I mean, I obviously don't want that to happen, right? But I would feel morally obligated to prevent horror and terror and world-changing events if I could, even if it resulted in personal tragedy. Like, I would have to do that. I would have to. I would feel obligated. Certainly.
I think I would probably...
And by the way, I'm not questioning your moral. I get it. It's a tough decision.
Oh,
Sophie's choice.
I'm not worried about you questioning my morals. You know what? It's a thing that not if you ask like that. It's not the thing where I'm saying you're right or you're wrong or right. I'm saying that it's easy to sit here not faced by that choice to say I would think this way. And it's easy for me to say I could sleep at night, but maybe I couldn't.
Yeah,
and could you step through that portal knowing that you've seen your daughter for the last time? I don't know, man. I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I could risk not seeing Jamie ever again.
No, I understand. I totally understand. I totally understand. But I think I would have to. I think I would be committed because that event affected so many people in so many ways, including me. I mean, and I was as far removed from it as you could be.
Right.
But it's just such a major, like, world-changing event. I think I would have to do it. That movie, by the way, was called About Time, 2013. IMDb rating of
right. So with that in mind, the old you have to morally. So you morally have to stop Hitler. You morally have to stop Stalin. You morally have to stop Kennedy's assassination.
Yep.
All of these you have to stop Bobby Kennedy getting killed.
But those are individuals. Martin Luther King, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if, you know.
Those are individuals. I can save 3,000 people and countless others if you include the wars and everything as a result.
Okay. Well, maybe not either Kennedy, maybe not Martin Luther King, but Stalin and Hitler.
Those are big ones. But again, I think those are more difficult because those things may have happened anyway. If you stop those 19 hijackers, the towers are still there.
Yeah, probably.
If you get them locked up at that time, those towers are still there. Yeah, I have no doubt. Right. And all those people are still alive. And like, so,
And the economy probably doesn't crash.
If I had a modern event that I was going to stop, you can't argue against Stalin and Hitler, right? They've killed more people than maybe any two individuals combined in history. But if you talk about a slam dunk, I think 9/11 is a slam dunk.
Yeah, because you think about it, if you know stopping Stalin, if there are 20 million extra people on the planet that are having children and
right, you're saving a lot of lives there.
Right, you're saving a lot of lives, and they're changing everything because 20 million people into a gene pool on a planet is huge.
It's massive.
Right, so who knows? Maybe by saving 20 million people, the offspring of two of those people could be the next Hitler or the next Stalin.
Could be.
You know,
and the thing is, like in thinking about it, this would have directly impacted me because my family fled Poland before the war. So they fled Poland to the United States. So I definitely would have been erased myself.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, and my grandmother was Irish, and they met on in a little town in Wilmington where there was a Polish Irish community.
A little town in Wilmington?
Yeah.
You mean in Wilmington, Delaware?
Yeah.
Huh, how about that?
Yeah, they were little kids. Anyway, we can debate what would change, like how it would affect us personally. But let's say, just for argument's sake, we had to pick an event and modify it.
Go. A major one?
Anything you want. You can make the Eagles win the Super Bowl if you want to, man. You can go back and make them check.
I'm not sure anybody can make that happen.
And check Brady's football. You can make them go do that.
Or you know, do a Tanya Harding on his ass the night before the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let's just assume you have to do something.
Or feed, you know, give McNabb a couple of Tums before the game.
Right.
Yank his guts up in the fourth quarter.
Right.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, I would be more inclined to use it for my own personal type of thing because,
I mean,
you know what?
It's hard not to, man. I mean, just get those lottery numbers and.
Well, you know, that's a given. I mean, anybody who can time travel, you know, we're talking about going backward. Just let me get to when the mega, $333 million mega millions is drawn. Show me the number and I'll step back, you know?
Right.
But as opposed to the big things, you know, because changing those would, you know, could erase our existence, would certainly change the world we live in, maybe for the better, but maybe for the worse, you know, because you think, okay, well, I'll stop Kennedy from being killed, but, you know, his death kind of, you know, was the loss of innocence from, you know, in the American culture, you know, which brought rock and roll in which, you know, everything that happened in the 60s was, you know, as a result of losing that innocence in the early 60s with Kennedy's loss.
Right.
So our culture was changed, you know, was musically, cultural, everything was changed by that event.
Absolutely. Vietnam probably doesn't happen. Yeah. I mean, it's
right, because, you know, one of the things people talk about conspiracy theories is that Kennedy was looking to pull us out of Vietnam, whereas he gets assassinated, Johnson's like, yeah, let's go. So, you know, it's obviously more complicated than that, but basically. So all kinds of things could change. And, you know, think about how, you know, 40 years down the road, 50 years down the road, how this country looks if Kennedy was a full two-term president. And if his brother was a full two-term president, all of that changes everything.
Yes,
so
it does.
I'm not sure I'd want to change those things. But I would love to go back and turn John Bonham on his side. You know what I mean?
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, or Lennon. Like, who knows what John Lennon would be like if he's like Paul McCartney now. Like, how much more music we would have gotten out of him.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, and that's, you know, does that help, you know, the Bonham family because John doesn't die? Yeah, but you know what? You know, I think Led Zeppelin may not still be going, but they would have given us a few more albums, and it would be great to see a reunion tour in 2016.
Right. I mean, it'd be pretty awesome. It'd
be difficult. It's, yeah.
Arguably the second greatest band ever, so.
Arguably, yeah. So, you know, turn Bonham on his side, you know, tap Mark David Chapman on the shoulder and hit him with a right cross.
Yeah.
I mean, those are things that... Yeah. You know, could have ramifications, but they're positive ones because we get more music out of Lennon and Bonham. And, you know, his you know, those people's, you know, Janis Joplin, you know, pull the spike out of Jimmy's arm.
Right.
Or say, dude, you only need half of that. You don't need the whole thing. Heath Ledger, dude.
Yeah. It's a big
one. You know, you haven't been taking heroin. You haven't been on heroin now for 3 months. You can't go back to your old dose. You know, give it a quarter of the dose.
I don't think he was on heroin. All those things. He took pills.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And Jimmy vomited and drowned in his own vomit.
Yeah, but...
He did. Irregardless, Kevin.
Right. But see, but on the other hand, there are things I wouldn't change because I think the ending was perfect.
All right, but Mama June choking on a ham sandwich, you're like, eh.
Mama June?
Yeah, or Mama, what was her name? Yeah, Mama's in the pop. Mama Cass, that's it. Mama Cass. Right.
Well, you know, you can say that. You can say Jim Morrison. Really?
No, because I don't think, I mean, he was hell-bent on killing himself, so
I don't know if he was hell-bent on killing himself, but from a personal,
I can't hear you at all, dude. Oh,
I'm sorry.
There, you're back now.
All right. From a personal standpoint, and it's all just very, very selfish on my part, I think Jim Morrison had done his best work, and he was pretty much done.
All right, but that's super selfish. but that very well might be true.
Do I wish him dead? I don't wish him dead, dude. But
it's like Michael Jackson. Like, you know, I mean, listen, man, I'm sad he died and all, but he wasn't giving us Thriller anytime soon again, right?
Right, and that's what
Elvis.
Elvis
is the same way.
Yeah, maybe. What about Kurt Cobain, dude?
So there's a really interesting one, because I mentioned him to you in the text when I was saying, like, and you said no. And I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm sure he had a shit ton of music left to go. But at the same time, and again, this is being super selfish, had he lived, we probably don't have Foo Fighters, which is pretty fucking awesome. Right?
Well, you know what? The thing is that, you know, the people who died via drug overdose... or murder or whatever. We'll talk about Biggie and Tupac here in a minute. But those people who died by drug overdose, it was more than likely an accident.
Yes.
Kurt wanted out.
Set himself out. You really don't know what goes through somebody's head when they're doing that kind of
not
shit.
Just, but... Well, other than the bullet. Anyway, but right. Sorry, too soon?
Wow.
Is that too soon?
Wow.
There's still, you know, a large number of people who think Courtney did Kurt in.
So, this brings me to my next point, and I'll let you finish, but I want to bring that up next.
All right, Kanye.
I'm going to let you finish, but I have the greatest point of all time.
All right.
Are you done?
I'm waiting on it. Go
ahead. So let's assume that our time travel vehicle doesn't allow us to go back in time, but allows us to see back in time. So if you could have full knowledge of any one event in history, full knowledge of it, be a fly on the wall, literally, what would it be? Because this one really caught, like, I do all these thought experiments all the time where I'm thinking about weird shit like this. And this
one. Only choose one.
This is really difficult for me. Yeah. You can choose one event. We can only use it one time. And the fuse blows or whatever. Right. And we can't buy another fuse for whatever reason. The world's out of fuses.
can't stick a chewing gum foil in there or something just to jag it one more time?
No, we could do it one time, right? And we could see one thing.
Wait a minute.
In history.
Is it you and I both, or each of us get one?
Well, each of us get one. We'll just play that game. Because this took me a long time to think about, because there's a lot of shit I'd love to know. I'd love to know if OJ did it, for example. But then
I don't care about.
Okay, but see, but here, but then I start thinking about an event like that, and I go, he obviously fucking did it. What am I talking about?
Yeah, right.
So, and then I go, what about Oswald? And I go, yeah, the motherfucker was in, he was in a window with a rifle at the time the president was shot. Pretty sure he fucking shot him. So,
right. If he wasn't alone, dude was in on the plan. So guilty enough.
Right. Right.
Right. Certainly. If I could see any one thing.
You could know. One of the mysteries of history. So I came up with three events that I thought were pretty good. I'm kind of bending the rules a little bit with one of them. But, you know, if I could, I don't know, I guess examine things.
Right.
I would love to know what was in the Library of Alexandria. Like, I'd love to know, right? It was destroyed. All of human history was supposedly, Kevin, recorded up to that time in there, and it's just gone.
Yeah, right? That's pretty big. Pretty big.
So, I think that one's really good. The construction of the Sphinx, right? Because there's a lot of debate on how old that is and how it happened.
Right.
Love to see that. I think that would be really interesting to find out. And then I just went for the coup de grace. I went, fuck it, I want to know what happened before the Big Bang.
I'm going to add something to it, dude.
All right.
I kind of want to be in Roswell, you know?
Yeah, oh, really? I don't buy that shit, but that's cool. Yeah, I think you're gonna be like, I wasted this shit, and it really was a weather balloon. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna be like, motherfucker. I could have had full knowledge of any event in human history, and it was a fucking balloon.
Well, you know, here's the thing, dude. Okay, so if I have knowledge of who built the Sphinx, you know, who gives a shit?
I don't want to know who built it. I want to know when it was built.
Okay, so I know when it was built.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Yeah, but it would answer so many questions about civilization. I mean, it'd be huge.
Well, I don't know.
You know, there's massive arguments about how old it is, right?
Yeah, but, you know, along those lines, then, I want to know what the story is behind, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, where's Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah.
I want to be there when he's buried. You know, show me who Jack the Ripper is.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. Jack the Ripper's a good one, yeah. Zodiac. Zodiac, too. But we kind of already know it's Ted Cruz, so.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I want to be there when/if the Loch Ness Monster shows his head, you know?
Yeah, you're going with a lot of things that clearly don't exist.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Let's see. What's the place in England that was allegedly built by druids? The thing in the circle?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, yeah, so show me that.
So how can you argue against the Sphinx, but then say Stonehenge is... The Sphinx is clearly more interesting.
Well, we know that it was Egyptians
That's true, because
right, it's
just
a matter
Egypt.
Of when. So knowing that it was built in, you know, 3500 BC, that would be cool.
The Easter Island heads are another really good one, a really good mystery of how the fuck they did that shit. Because those fucking things are massive, dude, and in some spots they go way into the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not just the heads, it's the full bodies.
Well, allegedly, but there is some spots where
they've dug them up. There's a lot of them that are the full bodies.
I don't think they found full-on bodies. I think they found, like, torsos.
Google that shit. They found full bodies on
many
of them.
Because they don't really allow digging, I don't think. I'll have to effort. I'm not fully educated on it. I do know that there are parts underneath the earth that on some of them.
I don't know that allegedly. It's they've dug, but they can do, you know,
yeah, like
sonar,
the, right, and, blah, blah, blah. Imaging and shit, yeah.
Right, exactly.
So those are really interesting things. I mean, and the other thing is, I don't know what I would understand what happened before the Big Bang, right? So I might just be a bunch of blackness, and I'd be like, oh. Maybe if I had Neil deGrasse Tyson with me, you know, then I could be like, what the fuck is this?
Or Carl Sagan, you know.
Right, right. Exactly. But, dude, I love thinking about this kind of shit, because there's so many of them. I think we would spend a very long time debating. Because if we each get a turn... And then it blows up. I would be fully invested in your opportunity too, because you're going to tell me.
Sure.
Right. So I'd be like, no, don't fucking go to Roswell. What are you stupid? You know.
I'd like. Well, what if you find out that it actually was an alien? Then you know for a fact that we're being visited or have been visited by other intelligent beings.
Understood, but in my opinion. It wouldn't be. There's a very small chance that would happen. You know?
Okay, so broaden that a little bit. So as opposed to just, you know, see what happened in Roswell, let's have a look inside Area 51 back in the 60s and 70s.
That's a little more interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I can see what, you know, Roswell might have been a balloon, weather balloon, but, you know, maybe the bigger question is, you know, where do the, you know, some of these questionable technologies come from that, you know, we now have the opportunity to see.
But seeing inside that base, right, I would almost much rather see inside it now. Because no matter what they had back then, they clearly have better shit now.
Presumably. You know,
I mean, they'd be like, look, this is our super advanced computer. It only takes up 3 rooms. And I'd be like, what the fuck, man? You show me a fucking antique? I don't want to look at this. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Hey,
right,
here's this plane. You know, I'd be like, yeah, well, for... I've seen a stealth bomber. Yeah, like, this is not impressive. You know? So, yeah, right. I think I would rather see what's inside there now, or insert secret base here. You know?
Yeah, or know the history of it.
Right.
You know, but that's not really giving you fly on the wall type access.
Right. Right. But imagine if you could be at the crucifixion. Right?
What would that tell you? I mean, would that tell you?
Imagine you could be there when he walked out, right? When he was resurrected.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting.
It would be. And which leads me to my sort of end game here.
Are you ready to end it already?
No. But we can discuss it. No, we can keep talking about all kinds of shit. But this would be my end game, like, change humanity kind of thing. And okay. I got a lot of argument about this when I was discussing it with other people. If I could go back in history and change everything, I would edit our holy books. And I would edit them to have a footnote at the bottom of every page that says, if you kill in the name of God for any reason, you go straight to hell and there is no redemption. And I would edit all the books. And I would put it on every fucking page, and I would go, this is the one rule that can never be removed, or you also go to hell, right?
Right. There's absolutely no way to interpret this differently. You kill in the name of me, you're done.
You're done. You go straight to hell, and you burn forever. So, and a lot of people said it wouldn't have saved, and I was really surprised. They said it wouldn't have saved a single life, because people would just figure out other reasons to kill people. And that may very well be true. However, there have been so many murders, right? If you go back to the Inquisition or the Crusades.
Last week, right.
I mean, even now, right? So, although, who knows what was the motivation behind that one? You know, you really don't know. But certainly, things like the Quran and the Bible have influenced people to commit murder. I mean, there's just no debating it whatsoever. The only difference between Christianity now and Islam at this point is radical Christians still interpret the Bible a little bit differently. Because, I don't know if you've actually looked into this, but there are many passages where it says, please kill these people. Deuteronomy 13, I believe, says, like, it specifically states, if your daughter or your son or your brother or your spouse or, like, whoever, their closest people to you, come to you and ask you to worship a different god, you should kill them. And then it goes on to say that if you don't kill, and your hand should be the first to strike them or throw stones at them or whatever. And if you don't, then your neighbors should kill you, right, for not doing it. So, I mean, it's laid out there that God is telling you to kill people. So the only difference between radicals on both sides is that radical Muslims still interpret their book verbatim, and radical Christians don't anymore. Or at least the vast majority of them don't.
Right.
So, you know, and there was I don't know if you saw this, but there was a video that circled of an imam in Orlando in just a couple of years ago giving a speech about homosexuals. And I don't know if this is true about the Quran, but his interpretation anyway led him down this path. And he was saying that the only way to be compassionate towards homosexuals is to murder them. Because that's the only way they can get into paradise, is if they're killed that way. So you're actually doing them a favor. And when you think about people who really believe in jihad and martyrdom, right? And I'm not picking on Islam itself right now because I'm anti-Islam. I don't give a fuck what you believe.
Well, it's just a hot topic.
It happens to be the religion right now that is a death cult, or that has a death cult within it. that is causing some problems around the world. So, it specifically states in there that if you believe in martyrdom, right, that when you kill infidels, you're doing God's work because you're sending them to hell. And if you happen to die while you're doing it, you go directly to heaven, and the whole virgins thing is everybody heard of. But not only that, the other thing it says is that you can take 70 people with you to paradise.
Right.
Right? So it's a fucking career opportunity for people that really believe it. Right? And they're doing something for themselves and their family. Like the people that attack San Bernardino, people are like, how could they do that? They had that little baby. I 100% think that they believed that when they were killed, they would just go, yep, we're picking our kid. Number one. That's number one out of the 70. We got 69 left. Right?
Right.
They thought, they believed in paradise. So that belief is something that has caused the world, and it's not just Islam, right? It's a bunch of different religions, has caused the world a shit ton of trouble over the past 2,000 years or so. And here's what I find funny about it. If I came to you right now and said, let's pretend that you're a Christian that 100% believes in the Bible. If I came to you right now and I said...
Yeah, let's pretend.
Because you don't. I mean, you would interpret it literally. If I came to you and said, listen, my daughter said something, you know, about worshiping another God, and I feel like I have to kill her, right? You might look at that and go, this is a tough decision, right? If you were one of those people. But if I was the exact same person and I came to you and said, listen, man, my daughter said something to me about worshiping another God, and I happen to believe in Poseidon, you know, and Poseidon says that I should kill her, you would think I was fucking crazy. So this is the thing that I don't understand. And we should probably talk about religion a little bit. But depending, like, because nobody believes in Poseidon now. So, you know, he's a dead god. Nobody cares. Nobody believes in fucking Poseidon.
There's a guy in Greece somewhere.
I know, right? But we live in a society now where insanity is tolerated as long as you are insane within the confines of a certain group of people.
So. Well, and that's not just religion. That's pretty much any school of thought.
No, totally. Yeah, totally agree. I would agree that that applies to things like Nazism and fascism and, like, you know, a bunch of different stuff. Racism.
And being certainly. A Trump supporter.
Being a Trump supporter, sure. whatever. Yes, totally. There's a certain amount of mass insanity that is tolerated, and I just don't understand it.
Yeah, a side note on that, I saw, and I don't know if this is true or not, it could have been on The Onion, but that basically a carload of people wearing Trump gear pulled up to a drive-through at a regional fast food restaurant, and they were refused service by the people at the window.
That's hilarious.
Because they were Trump supporters.
That's hilarious. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's amazing.
I do so want it to be true.
Me too, but I mean, fuck it. This is just the whole thing's a goddamn farce. There's so much to talk about with him too, but let's stay on track. So, how do you feel about, like, my endgame proposal of like saving humanity by eliminating?
I think that if you look at, you know, you're talking about Stalin and you're talking about Hitler. Being able to save all the lives that those passages in the book would save, that would be the game changer. And I don't think it would save humanity.
I mean, let's pretend we could put a couple footnotes down there, too. And we go, hey, and by the way, if you want to fuck whoever you want. You know what I mean? Go ahead, you monkey. Bang away.
Well, you know, why not just travel back in time and having knowledge of the future, we would be gods and we could write our own books.
Well, I mean, but I don't want that, because I think that the religions would crop up anyway. They would happen, right?
Probably.
So,
well, we don't have to go. We can only go back to the 60s. Look, Scientology was started by a dude writing books. Why couldn't we do it?
I mean, that's totally true. And I mean, I guess it's theoretically possible, but, and they do have a lot of believers, but nothing like Islam.
Well, nothing like Christianity.
1.8 billion people, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think we'd be up against some odds there, but
we would be in prison is where we'd be.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that's the best I can come up with. to save as many people as possible. That's the best I can come up with. Because I don't think you can get rid of the books. I don't think you can disprove them, because people would believe anyway. Even if we could prove, say, that, you know, Jesus wasn't the Son of God, right? You'd still have Judaism, number one, and there would still be Christians. They would still totally believe it.
And you'd still have there's millions, well, not millions, but a lot of other religions that sure. have nothing to do with Jesus sure. Christ. Or you know.
Yeah, so I don't
the
think,
Christian Bible.
I don't think, even if we took all the gods of Abraham and disproved them, people would just believe in other shit. Like, or they would believe in them anyway. So I don't think you could, all I think you can do is modify the word to say, you know, hey, don't do this shit because it's wrong. Right?
Right.
And you'll go to hell. And you'll be personally punished. And so will your family.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Personally punished. Well, you know what? I'm so angry right now. I can take what, but you know what? If it's you and 70 of your closest friends are going to be burning in hell forever, that's a game changer.
It is.
That's your end game right there.
Yeah.
So it's not just you. It's you and, you know, 70 of your family members.
Right.
Friends. Why
right.
not friends?
Right.
Yeah, so that would be the game changer right there.
Yeah, I wonder how effective that would be. That'd be a really interesting social experiment to see
how well, effective it would I think be. it would change what we're kind of dealing with now.
I'm sure they could do that. Like if they brought in a group of people that were very religious but, you know, didn't necessarily know the word of their holy book that well, they could probably bring them in and modify it and test, like ask them questions beforehand and then test after showing them a passage, what they would be like after him. They could probably do that with controls. That'd be an interesting social experiment to see how it affected their beliefs and how it affected their opinions. You know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, when you show somebody evidence that goes against what they think, that's always an interesting experiment.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. The evidence is coming from the source of their entire belief, and that's what's so important about it. Right.
Right.
It'll be in the Bible or in the Quran or in the Torah, whatever. You know, Jesus Christ, my iPad is just going crazy. I guess apparently 4 o'clock people just text the shit out of you.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And it's on the other side of the room, so I can't go get it. Yeah, but I, you know, given that power to go back in time, to modify, and I could only do it once, right? I mentioned 9/11 would be my modern day event, but I might prevent 9/11. By modifying the Quran. I might prevent it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Interesting to think about. Super interesting.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah. And you know, the Crusades back in the day.
Yeah, that would stop the Inquisition. Dude, I was listening to a podcast the other day where a dude went to Italy and toured like some Inquisition fucking dungeon, right? And he was like, right. He was like, a shocking amount of the torture devices down there were designed to fuck up your dick. he was like, 40% of the torture devices were all about your dick. And he was just like, I can't imagine what it was like going in there and being like, all right, we're going to strap you up here. And now we're going to fuck with your dick a whole bunch. Right. We're just going to cut it up and just beat it up and, you know, fucking destroy it. You're just like,
yeah. How would
fuck.
You like to be the guy who was in charge of dicks and the torture chamber?
You're the dick guy.
Yeah, can't, you know, I used to be the dick guy, but now I'm the foot guy. So you know, it was a promotion.
Right, I'm moving up in the world now. Yeah,
the dick guy being the low man on the totem pole.
Dick, well, balls would probably be low.
I don't know. To me, it's a 3-piece set. So you know, you're with one, you're with the other two.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I hit my mic. Yeah. Drink, bitches.
So, you know, thinking of some other things, you know the real story behind. Did Marilyn Monroe actually commit suicide? Was it an accident? Was she killed by the CIA?
Yeah, but is it that interesting?
I don't know.
I mean, it's something I'd like to know, but if I could get full knowledge of one single event.
It probably wouldn't be that. But, you know, you know how you make lists, dude. If you're trying to decide something, you throw everything out there, and then you make your choice.
You narrow it down. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool, like, thing to think about.
Yeah. Now, you know, you were talking about Egypt. You know, I think it would be extremely interesting, not, you know, to know about the Sphinx, but I would also like to know exactly how the pyramids were constructed.
Dude, it's a total mind fuck. Like, people don't realize today. Like, they don't get it, I don't think. Because if you look at the sheer volume of blocks they were putting up in the amount of time they were putting them up, it's almost inconceivable, dude.
Almost, but there it is.
I'm efforting it because I don't want to know. I don't want to mess it out. So, all right. The largest pyramid has 2.3 million stone blocks that weigh from 2.5 to 15 tons each. So the workers had to set a block every 2.5 minutes to get it done in their time frame.
Right, and not just that, they also had to, I mean, because they weren't pulling them from their source right. in the shape that they were right. in. They had to pull them, shape them, and then transport them there, and then put them into place. Not just you know, every 2.5 minutes, but they had to do it perfectly, because those pyramids are engineering marvels
if you're off,
in the preciseness in which they're constructed.
If you're off by a tiny amount, by the time you get to the top, you're totally fucked. You know, so... And this did take them decades. It did. It took a very, very long time to build them. But in modern day standards, I feel like, man, I don't know. Like right now, and I don't mean with all of our equipment. We can clearly build some really big shit. But I mean, like, there's no fucking way human beings could do that today. There's no way. I don't think it's possible.
Well, not just that, but, you know, you've got the outside, which is amazing, but the inside had to be constructed as well to be able to support the weight of what was on top of it. Plus, there's, you know, turns and tricks and doors and subchambers and stairs. And, I mean, you know, so just the engineering that went on inside is amazing, you know, and that had to be built as well as the exterior part that you can see.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, I might have to go back and have a look at that.
Yeah. It's pretty compelling, like, evidence that they were way more advanced than we thought they were. That's a good one. I mean, it is. The Sphinx,
either that or aliens helped them.
Well, something like that. Well, there's actually some interesting evidence that's coming out that they're actually older than we thought. And don't know if it's true or not, but that... that civilization was actually far more advanced then than we thought they were. And there was a global catastrophe that set civilization back again.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've heard speculation that there were two or three of those.
Yeah, there's this dude named Graham Hancock who's written a series of books on it that, you know, his first book, everybody laughed at him. And then, like, his next book that he wrote, he got up with this dude named Randall Carlson, who, I mean... The evidence is super compelling. Like, it's almost fact, you know, like, they can prove that there's layers of sediment that didn't exist at the time period they're saying that the pyramids were built, like, on them. So it's like, you know, this wasn't here, you know, it didn't exist until, you know, 6,000 years earlier or whatever it was. So right. Yeah, it's pretty incredible stuff, man. So that's a good one. I mean, I would love to know what the fuck went on then. I would. And there's so much about ancient history that we don't know. But selfishly, there's also some shit I would just like to go check out. You know?
Like?
For all I've heard, Isaac Newton was a total prick. But and I mean, really, people, all accounts of him are a total asshole. But the guy, like, created so many things. He was so smart.
You're thinking Da Vinci or Newton?
No, I'm thinking Newton. No, Da Vinci was cool and all. I mean, but he didn't innovate in a way that society. You don't see any Da Vinci machines today.
Are you kidding me?
No. Not that he invented. Somebody else did something. They didn't go to Da Vinci's work and then go, oh, okay, this is how I build a helicopter. You know,
you're kidding me, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Okay.
They didn't. But, like, Isaac Newton, for example, invented differential calculus, which is huge, right? It's huge. Like all of modern science uses it. He discovered gravity. Everybody knows that, right?
He didn't discover it. It was always there.
He figured out how it worked. Right. So yeah, I mean, he's the basis for modern physics. I mean, I don't think anybody before him or since him has advanced science so far in such a short period of time. I just don't think it. So I think it would be interesting. But the thing is, like, he would be so far apart from me, and plus he was a prick. Like, I don't think he would.
Like, I think you guys would get along famously.
If you nabbed him, if we were Bill and Ted's, right, and we nabbed him and brought him to our time, he wouldn't know what the fuck was going on, right? I mean, imagine talking to someone who lived at a time, even without, like, electricity and cars. They'd be like, what the fuck is all this shit, right? So I think while he would be interested in scientific discoveries, he's still way behind our times. Einstein's a guy I think I would like to hang with a little bit and to show him what's going on today, because he was modern enough that he would get what's happening now a little bit. And
who, Einstein?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that he would be really impressed with you know, things like the internet and shit, like he would be all about. But, you know, given that power to go back and look at stuff, dude, I don't know that I'd ever be able to decide. And I think that's where I would be stuck, is that I don't know that I could pick an event and with all that responsibility and go, Now, if I was somebody who had experienced personal tragedy, right, like say somebody in my family was kidnapped, I would totally use it for that. It'd be really easy to figure it out.
Right.
Right? But I'm not one of those people, thank God. So I'm free to choose, you know, pretty much anything throughout history. I'm curious to know what our listeners would think too, because I'm sure there's like some major events that we're not thinking of, but really, I mean, this is a very selfish sort of decision, and I would just be like, this is what I'm interested in, let me go check that out.
Yeah, so by all means, you know, Yes Random is where you
At Yes Random, you can tweet us and tell us what you think, because I think it's something you could debate forever, literally, because there's so many of them, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of them would be personal, like you say, but just out of curiosity, I know you were talking about Newton and all of his inventions, calculus and all that. Here are some of Da Vinci's inventions: the ball bearing,
Okay.
The parachute.
Okay, but nobody designed their parachute on Da Vinci's parachute.
Right, but
okay, he invented them.
Drew these things,
right? But he didn't. But he didn't influence society with them. They were just cool drawings that he made.
Right, but down the line, nobody said, "Hey, I'm going to build this parachute." With, you know, thanks, you know, Leonardo, and jump out of a building. But down the road, when people decided to do that, they referenced his shit.
I don't know if that's true.
Machine gun, diving suit, tanks,
yeah,
all kinds of shit.
I don't buy any of that.
Now, you don't buy it.
I don't buy that it influenced a modern tank. Fuck no. I don't buy it. I think he was way ahead of his time, but if he would have influenced society, I hit my mic again. Drink, motherfuckers. They would have had tanks back then.
That's a different show, dude.
I know. It doesn't matter. Those people listen to.
That's true. And just the advances that Da Vinci did with anatomy and, you know, actually,
again, but
cutting
they
into cadavers and having a look.
Yeah, but again, they didn't start doing surgery because of it.
How do you know that?
Because they didn't have fucking surgery. They were still They were still hacking off people's limbs in the fucking 1900s, in the early 1900s.
No, they're still doing that now.
I meant for minor, relatively minor stuff. They would be considered minor today.
So you think Leonardo da Vinci was just a guy who painted and did some drawings? And
no, I think he was an amazing human being. But when you want to talk about influencing society with his inventions, he didn't. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't influence his society at all. He absolutely did. And he influenced us all with his art. But there are no Da Vinci helicopters. They're not.
Well, not built the way that
right.
he designed
nobody,
them.
When they went to design helicopters, nobody went, let's go look at the very first day. They didn't go, let's go look at what Da Vinci drew and then start there.
No, but the fact that he drew them.
No, totally amazing.
But I'm, you know, somebody thought, you know, at some point, maybe that shit will work, that Leonardo, and let me take it a step further. So, yeah, you know, I'm not saying they wouldn't have been invented without him, but he was the guy who started the thought process of building that machine.
I disagree.
What? You disagree?
I do.
You're an asshat.
I disagree that he, I mean, I don't think it was a thought process. I think that he discovered some shit and drew it up, and it was really fucking cool. But he didn't influence modern helicopter design. He didn't, and they didn't have any helicopters back then. So what was it? It was a fucking drawing. A really awesome drawing, way ahead of his time, but it was still a drawing.
So the first guy who started figuring out that a rotor up top can actually shove air down,
mm-hmm,
and will cause the thing underneath it to rise.
You think he did that because of Da Vinci?
I think that the first guy who thought to build it saw Da Vinci's drawing and thought, hey,
I don't
know
what? We should effort that because that's an interesting thing. I don't think
so. It's hard to get into somebody's head, but if I was going to, you know, if I thought, oh, you know what, that's amazing. I have this thought of something that may work. Let me do some research and see if anybody else thought of it. And they come across Da Vinci's work
the thing you're thinking about, though, is that, like, Da Vinci didn't know it was a helicopter, right? That word didn't exist. And the dude who was inventing it may have only thought of that name or may not have while he was in. So it's not like he could go search the fucking internet and go, anybody else got helicopters? Right? No. Right? He had whatever books he had and whatever tools he had. I don't even know who invented it, but I'm just guessing here. But logic would dictate that even if he had access to all of Da Vinci's materials in like a bundle of research, there's no guarantee that he even came across it. This is not, I mean, you're thinking in modern times, man. And you're wrong.
Well, no, I don't think that I am. I think you're just a dick. But
I'm not shitting on Da Vinci. He was awesome. I love Da Vinci. I got number.
Even
love
though
for
the internet didn't, exist back in the 50s, the 40s, when helicopter technology started to become a thing. But Da Vinci was one of those guys that his drawings have been in books and in museums,
mm-hmm,
and people have been aware of them since the guy was alive. So it's not like, you know, okay, the internet didn't exist, so nobody knew anything about this guy. This guy's stuff was out there. And, you know, if it was that easy to do, engines have been around since the late 1800s. Why didn't anybody build anything back then that could fly as a helicopter? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe they did. But, you know, I think his drawings of a helicopter or a parachute or whatever influenced
so here's what I'm
shit that happened after.
So here's
that.
What I'm going to tell you. I just pulled up the helicopter page on Wikipedia. All right.
Okay, so it's got to be true. It's on Wikipedia.
No. Leonardo's air screw is referenced in the page, but it doesn't really say anything about it influencing the first operational helicopter, which was developed in 1936. Doesn't say anything about it, from what I can read. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And the helicopters looked nothing like his. So I think you're reaching.
But the theory is the same. You turn this thing, it forces air down. The thing at the bottom of it goes up,
mm-hmm,
which is the whole point.
Uh-huh.
The physics are the same.
Yeah. But that doesn't...
And just because it doesn't say in Wikipedia doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No.
Wikipedia is not the end-all be-all.
I'm just saying... All right, never mind. Whatever. We're just going to keep going around. I don't think that Leonardo influenced helicopter design. I don't think that happened.
Okay, well, maybe not helicopter design. Who knows? But the dude was influential in a lot of areas. Now, I'm not discounting anything Newton did. Obviously, the guy was amazing. But you got to give Leonardo his due, dude.
I do. Yeah, he was awesome.
He was a great artist, but as far as inventions go...
No. He was an incredible inventor, too. I'm saying impact on society. And I think Newton clearly had more impact. Just, I don't think there's any question.
Oh, well, you're talking about degrees of impact? I don't know, 38% to 60%?
No. I mean, Newton shaped everything that we know about science almost today. Right? I mean, he was so influential. And mathematics. I mean, Leonardo was a fucking pimp, no doubt. But
was he really a pimp?
I don't know. He was probably a pimp.
Maybe he was.
He dressed like a pimp, at least according to his paintings.
All right, so you're talking about laws of motion. Yeah, basically Newton invented physics.
I mean, as we as come, as, I mean, you can't really invent physics. I don't think it always existed, but he made the first major discoveries. Yes, I would say.
Like he didn't discover gravity. Gravity was always there. Right. He just was the first person to analyze it and call it what it was. And
right.
Like nobody discovered Everest. Everest has always been there.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
But still, I mean, a fucking scientific pioneer. We would not be where we are today in the mathematics or science community without Isaac Newton. And the thing is, like, that wouldn't, because of mathematics and stuff, it includes all sorts of engineering. Like, I mean, it's just, it's nearly anything, you know? It's a massive amount of impact, dude.
Well, you forgot about Newton's, you know, practicing alchemy.
He did. Know,
turning common metals into gold.
Dude, he was that didn't work. He was obsessed with it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's pretty funny because it was considered, a lot of it was considered science back then, but, you know, now it's a lot like astronomy. Astronomy kind of morphed into astrology, even though we have astronomers today, but it's not like, or astrologists today. Sorry, astrology morphed into astronomy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know people who buy the astrology thing.
Fucking insane.
Well, you know, your moon is rising, so, right. You know.
Yeah. It's fucking Jupiter's in line with.
Yeah. The moon's not the only thing rising.
Right. You know? Right.
By the way, I just started the music.
Oh, okay.
In case you can't hear it.
So we're oot then. All right, bitches. What would you do with that power? Do you stop 9/11?
Yeah, tell us. We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring minds.
Yeah.
Now, you might have been right about Newton, but you're still a dick.
That's fine. Or do you just go back in time and just hang out, man? Smoke cigars with Frank Sinatra or something. You know?
I'm not sure I'd be cool enough to hang with that group.
You're definitely not.
Like, who's this guy?
You're definitely not cool enough. But you have a time machine, so you're going to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
I think that's what was so funny about my dream is that not that we had this amazing power, but that it was us that had that amazing power. The two idiots.
Well, yeah.
Sort of like a Bill and Ted's kind of thing, but, you know, we're clearly more
electric. Two of the least likely frigging guys you could find to do it.
Yeah.
Be Tweedledee and Tweedledum shit going through time.
Right. Fucking with people.
Trying to stop Ted Bundy from pulling the girl into the car. Right. You know?
Photobombing motherfuckers.
I love photobombing. Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah, we could just photobomb all the major photos in history. You know, be in between Ollie's legs and just be like, peace signs, deuces, duck lips.
Yeah, right behind the dude.
Yeah.
Between Ollie's legs with the camera, like, what's up?
Yep.
Yeah, it would be good. Big fan of
that. That would be hilarious.
All right, we are out. I hope you enjoyed the show. Let us know what your thoughts on this are. What would you change? What would you want to see?
Yeah. Full knowledge of an event, what would it be?
Full knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be the pyramids.
That's a pretty good one, man. It's a pretty compelling one. But again, full knowledge implicates or implies that you would learn everything. So before the Big Bang would probably be the best one.
Yeah, but there's nobody to talk to. By the way, the music ran out.
All right, whatever. I know it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. All right, we're out. Have a good time. Enjoy, and we look forward to your feedback.
Yeah, peace out, bitches.